We're in Perek Tumas, Mishnah Dalet. This is explaining the previous Mishnah that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that according to Rabbi Akiva, if the two partners and one took off Truma without the consent of the other partner, his Truma only works for 50% of the profits. So the Mishnah says, "Vamedram amur mishloi diva." That which you say that the Truma of one partner doesn't help another partner if he was not appointed to take off Truma. Avu Hirsha. It's been beta, it's avgo, shechos, and lichon, shemot, and truma. If you gave permission to a member of his household or to one of his servants to take off truma, it does take an effect, and who then, if he makes his partner, actually has to take off the truma, shlichos, the truma does take effect. But once again, we cannot assume automatically that anybody who takes off truma from it was sent to shlichos. If a person has brothers at home that needs truma, the mic is taken from, he should take it himself or explicitly appoint a member of his household or a neighbor, wherever he wants, to take off the truma. Bito, if he decided to negate the shlichus, im achalaytom bito lein shumot and shuma. If he was mevatel the shlichus, he proclaimed that this shliach should not be a shlich anymore before the shlich had a chance to take off the truma that takes off does not take effect. Im achalaytom bito lein shumot and shuma. So it's after he took off the truma, it's too late, because at the time the truma was taken, this person was the shliach, and therefore the truma took effect. He cannot be mevatel the shliach after he did what he did. Poyalin, a person has workers, we assume that just because he has workers working with his produce, he cannot give them the right to take off the truma, chutzman has roifas, except for the workers that are crushing his wine, shematamat the gas and the yak. By crushing wine, it's a very delicate procedure as far as tumah v'tayah is concerned, because the wine is coming out from the kabel tumah, and anybody that touches it to tumah is going to tam his wine. If he hired these workers and he leaves them alone to crush his grapes, that means that he holds that they're reliable people and will watch over the grapes, they won't become tummy. So the Rambam explains this, that just like we say that he trusted them in respect to the Tumah V'Tayri, it also gives them trust that they could take off the Tumah V'Tayri and make sure that the Tumah V'Tayri also remained the Tahayla. Therefore, this is an exception to the rule that it's assumed that when he took these trustworthy people to crush his grapes, he also gives them the permission to take off Tumah V'Tayri.